Good evening. The time is 8 p.m.
Bio 4 FQW monitoring.
W 4 NUA Farfetch monitoring. This is KO 4 VNZ monitoring. Does anyone have the net tonight? Or does anyone know who has the net tonight? Over.
KO 4 VNZ. Before RKU, we don't have a net controller tonight. However, if you want to pick it up, I'm sure it would be appreciated.
Hey, Kevin. Yeah, I can give it a try. However, I've been fighting a cold all week or something. It might even be COVID, but so far I've tested negative for COVID. But it's going to take me a minute or two to bring up NetLogger and get something else. Some papers ready, but yeah, I'll try and do it next night. Over.
Roger there.
Whiskey 4 Victor Foxtrot Whiskey connected to W4VA.
This is KO4VNZ. Everyone stand by while I get my script and bring up NetLogger. This is KO4VNZ. Said. Stand by while I send some tones to the repeater. QST, QST, calling all radio amateurs. This is Kilo Oscar 4, Victor November Zulu, Chuck and Opal, activating the Faulkner Amateur Radio Association General Services Network. This net is held weekly on Wednesday at 8 p.m. local time on the 147.165 millihertz W4VA repeater in Warrenton, Virginia. Their VHF repeater is owned and operated by the Faulkner Amateur Radio Association and uses a 167.9 hertz subaudible tone, or PL tone, for access. If members and other listeners would like further information, please see the website at w4va.org. Or send a note to the FARANET at W4VA.org. The purpose of this net is to provide a forum for technical discussions, questions and answers regarding technical topics such as equipment, hardware, computers, software, antennas, operating procedures, and other similar information. With that said, you can probably tell I have either a cold or COVID. I'm not sure which. So we're going to have to take this really slow. When I start check-ins, I'll want you to go slow and use the NATO phonetic alphabet. I don't have any topics, so let's first start with if anybody has a topic, call in now. All right, not hearing any topic, I'll go on. Let's see what events have we got coming up. We got our club meeting. It's January 12th at 7:15 to 9 p.m. At the PASS Center. And I don't know that I'll be there. I've got some surgery the day before that. Let's see, we've got a BE test session on January 21st at 9:30 a.m. And you can contact Katie or see our website for more information. Our next club breakfast will be at the Bistro at Faulkner Hospital, and that'll be on January 28th at 8 a.m. And I'm sure Kevin will say something, but just a reminder that dues are now past due. So if you haven't got your dues in, contact Kevin as soon as possible. With that, like I said, be gentle with me. I'm not feeling great. I'm going to start with the check-ins. I tell you what, one other way that will make it easier on me, if you've ever listened to Heritage Hunt, Tim, when he does his, he does them one at a time. So I'll take them one at a time and acknowledge them that way. So who's going to be first? This is KO4VNZ. Over.
This is KO4FQW, Kilo Oscar 4, Foxtrot, Quebec Whiskey.
Roger, I got that. Kilo Oscar 4, Foxtrot, Quebec Whiskey. Who's next?
4RKU, Whiskey 4, Romeo, Kilo Uniform.
Very good, Kevin. I got you. Who's next?
This is Kilo Bravo 3, Alpha Romeo Zulu.
Bob, good to hear you. Who's next? Very good. I got Whiskey Fox 4. Whiskey 4, Victor Fox Whiskey. I'm having trouble reading my own handwriting. All right, who's next?
This is Kilo Oscar 4 Whiskey Yankee X-ray, no comment.
Roger, I got KO4WYX, no comment. Who's next?
This is Kilowatt 3, Foxtrot Romeo.
Sorry, I coughed right in the middle of the call. I think I copied K3FR, is that correct?
That's an affirmative, Chuck, over.
Roger, who's next?
Kilo November 4. Sierra, Papa, Lima.
Roger, copied Kilo November 4, Sierra, Papa, Lima. Who's next?
Whiskey Bravo 7, Romeo, Alpha, Victor.
Roger, got Whiskey Bravo 7, Romeo, Alpha, Victor. Who's next? I'm not hearing anybody else out there. One more call for check-in to the Wednesday Fair at General Network. All right, well, not hearing anyone else, I guess we'll go ahead and start the network. I'll hang in here as long as my voice holds up. I've been trying to think of a topic, what would be appropriate for the new year. By now, people should have had time to make some resolutions, or was that the topic on Sunday? That would be one topic we can talk about. Otherwise, we'll just do it like we generally do, and people can tell us what they've been doing this week or what they did for New Year's. For myself, my wife has COVID. She tested positive, and I've been sick almost the whole time. Today was the first day I actually got outside to enjoy any of the weather, and that was only for a very brief while, just to get some steps in. Fortunately, I have been testing negative. Now, with that said, I haven't done much of anything on the radio. Being sick inside, I wanted to get some rope up in trees to put up an antenna, but like I said, I was sick. As far as anything for me is New Year's resolution, I need to clean out my basement to make room for radio equipment and put a more permanent place for my Radio Shack. With that said, stand by. I'm sorry, my voice is giving out. With that said, I guess I'll go first with KO4FQW, Frank and Marshall, go ahead.
Yeah, Kilo 4 FQW. Well, a couple things. One, I was curious to become a member. Is there an online way to pay instead of sending checks and all this paperwork and whatnot? I was just curious if there's a way to do it via PayPal. And from what I've been doing, I've been basically focusing on FT8 for the last week. I'm up to 484 contacts. And today I hit a milestone. I was able to do a QSL with Japan, not only once but three times, which was actually super exciting for me. That was kind of like a milestone for me that I set. So that's something I achieved today. And also, because I've been so successful with the, you know, HF, FT8, I decided to go ahead and try some 2-meter FT8 with my 9700, and I was able to get 4 or 5 contacts using that. So that was pretty exciting. Just wanted to share that with the group. That's all I have, really. Back to you, Nextrol.
Well, that was good, Frank. To answer your question, there is a way. And next person up probably can tell you more specifically what that way is to make your payment of dues online. So with that said, I'm going to pass it now to W4RKU Kevin. Go ahead, Kevin.
Yeah, I kind of only caught half of that for a second. But I see that the, Frank Kilo Oscar 4 FQW, are you a member of the club?
No, I'm not yet a member. I want to actually join. I was just curious if there's a way to do it online, you know, either via PayPal or otherwise.
Okay. Well, first off, KO4VNZ, this is W4RKU in the net. You can send in your application online via email, go to our website, and under Club Info, I believe that there's a Joining Farah menu item. It's a fillable PDF that you can send to the club, and then actually we vote on your membership at the next club meeting, which will be a week from tomorrow. And after that, after you're voted in, then someone will send you the information on how to pay. One of those ways will be via PayPal. But you have to be voted in first before you can become a member. And before we can vote you in, we need your application. I hope that clears it up. You can just send an email to treasure@w4va.org if you've got any further questions. The only thing I was going to note personally, since I was unable to really participate Sunday night because my antenna connection had a problem, is I reached a personal milestone that I've been working on for a while, and that's I made DXCC with CW only. So I've gotten 100 countries via CW. So that was a pretty big goal for me. And I've been playing with a new SDR and some other SDR stuff, so... that's about all. I have been sick myself, and I have been kind of out of it, so I have not felt like getting on the air too much. So I will turn it back over to you, Chuck. Thank you so much for doing the net tonight. You sound just as bad as I do. KO4VNZ, W4RKU, back to net.
This is KO4VNZ. Very good. Thank you. Kevin, let's see who did I have next on my list. I think it is KB3ARZ, Bob, an Indian. Go ahead.
This is KB3ARZ. Good evening, Chuck. Definitely hope you started feeling better after this evening, that's for sure. Sorry that you're here down under the weather. Not a good way to start the year, but You'll come back around. It's good to hear everybody on the net tonight. It's a pleasure. I don't believe I've ever checked into this one before. Checked into so many other different ones. I get confused, but I heard y'all on tonight and just wanted to check in, say hello to everybody, and I wish everybody a happy new year. Everybody take care and be safe. This is KB3. ARZ back to KO4VNZ.
This is KO4VNZ. Thank you, Bob. Let's see, and who did I have next? Let's see, was it W4VFW? I'm trying to find it. I think that's who it is. W4VFW, go ahead.
Thank you very much, and thanks for running the net tonight and picking me up. This is Rob, Irwin, Tennessee, up in the northeast corner of the state. And many of you know I check into this net because I was at Ben Hill Farms 53, 52 years ago, and everybody on this frequency, on this repeater, is pretty nice guys. I really enjoy talking with those who I'm talking with. Today I fooled around with some sideband on 2 meters and 440 with a friend of mine. Did a little of that. And got on my vertical. My vertical for 40 and 80 has opened up new worlds for me. I'm really happy with it. And I'm working a lot of stations that previously I could not work. That's all I got. Temperature 66 degrees here. And God bless everybody on the net. Over.
Oh, very good. Rob, good to hear you again. I hear you regularly on this net. Let's see, who is next? I had KO4WYX was no comment. So now I'm down to K3FR. Ron, go ahead, Ron.
Well, good evening, Chuck. KO4VNZ, K3FR. Good to hear you and everyone else on the net here tonight. Solar flux has been going up a little bit. I heard a report earlier that it was 150 today. I missed what the A and the K indexes were, but judging from the sounds on the bands, it really wasn't that bad. I did listen a bit on 10 this afternoon, and heard it was open pretty well, strongly into Europe and also down into South America. But I did spend most of my time today on 6 meters. I had the stuff running here as I was doing a couple of other chores, and managed to work 9 stations. Virtually all of them were down in Florida. I did have one in Mississippi and one in Alabama, down there near Mobile and between Mobile and Gulfport. And then also on 6 meters today, I worked in Cuba at, it's about 1:30 in the afternoon. It was just starting to come in. I just grabbed him real quick on FT8 on 6 meters, and he came right back to me. So that was a good one. Does it portend some goodness for the year? Let's hope so. And let's hope we get some more activity on that band. Hopefully it stays. We just get some more openings. We've had a few recently ESKIP openings, and looking forward to having some for the VHF contest in 3 weekends. That'll be the weekend of the 21st, 22nd. Oh, so back to you, Chuck, and do take care of yourself. KO4VNZ, this is K3FR.
Okay, thank you for that. I think, let's see, where's my list? I think I've got, my eyes are failing me now. I think I've got KN4SCL. That sounds right. That would be Bob. Go ahead, Bob.
Good evening, Chuck. and all on the net. This is KM4SPL. Thanks for running the net, Chuck. I really appreciate it. Don't have a whole lot to say. I really haven't been having much activity lately on the bands, except tonight. Tonight I've been working FT8 on 80 meters, and Matthew KO4WYX made a long pass ground wave contact on 80 meters, all the way down to gold veins. So I was just glad to hear him on the net tonight. Besides that, my hopes for this year is to definitely spend more time in the hobby. Last year, I kind of life issues, had to take care of a bunch of stuff, so the hobby had to take the back burner. But look like everything's clearing up this year, so I hope to be able to get back on the band and having fun. So that's all I got. KO4VNZ from KM4SPL, back to net.
This is KO4VNZ. Thank you, Bob. Well, I can relate to life just getting in the way of life. But we had my daughter with COVID before Christmas. My wife got COVID just after Christmas. And she is still testing positive, so I've been taking care of her. And as you can tell, I've got something. I don't know what it is, but so far it hasn't tested positive for COVID. Let's see. I think we're almost to the end of the list. I guess it's WB7RAV. Randy, go ahead.
This is WB7RAV. Thanks for taking the net. I think I picked up the wrong mic earlier. Things are going well. I got some things I need to clean up around the shack and whatnot. And so clean up a little bit more every day, and I might have something to actually keep out of shortly. Anyway, nothing much going on. WB7RAV, back to net.
Sorry for the pause there. I was right in the middle of coughing. Well, very good. Thank you. Thank you, everyone, so far. That's the end of the first check-in. Are there any new check-ins or recalls? Give me your call sign in NATO phonetic alphabet one at a time. Go ahead.
Hotel Mango Victor.
Well, thank you, Rich. I've got you down. Who's next?
KF4RKT Mobile.
I guess I heard KS4RKT Mobile. I've got you down, and you'll be next on the air since you're mobile. Go ahead, anyone else? All right. With that said, when no one else coming back, KS4RKT Mobile, go ahead.
I don't really have anything to share with the net. I was just was trying to check in. I don't know if I've even been on the net before. I heard you guys on there, so I'm supposed to give a shout out to KS4RKT Mobile Care.
Oh, very good. Can you tell me your name? Over.
Sure. My name here is Tony. I'm down in the Rutgersville, Barbersville, kind of between those areas.
Oh, very good. All right. Well, thanks for checking in with us. Next, it's K1HTV, Rich. Go ahead, Rich.
Chuck, KO4BNZ, K1HTV. Checking in kind of late for the net. Tuned in around 25 after watching TV and not having my main radio in the living room. Got to eventually put another replacement radio. I've got it ready to go. I just got the power pole connectors put on the power supply and the radio, and I'll be able to monitor most of the day again. So I missed the opening to the net. Let's see, what's happened today? I made in my electronic log, DX Keeper, or the DX Lab Suite, I see that I've made over the 200,000 mark today. Actually, about 200,088 QSOs in the K1HTV log. That log started about the year 1980. I believe is when I first started logging electronically and transferring some of the old logs in, or at least the QSL cards in manually. So It's about 42 years worth of logs of my 68 years in the hobby, or 64 years, I should say, in the hobby. Going to the 65th year. Worked some DX on most of the bands today. I've been playing around with various bands. Some of the upper bands are in quite good shape. Made contacts with Japan on 15, 17, 20, 30, and 40.
Hey, Rich, you timed out there right as you were telling me the bands. Go ahead. K1HTV, this is KO4VNZ. I think your HT died on that. I'll give you a couple seconds to go call back. In the meantime, anybody else out there? Over.
I'm the 11th of this month. It'll be a talk by Scott McIntosh, who made the prediction of a pretty high solar flux in the high, almost near 200 mark, which went against the consensus of prediction of NOAA, NASA, and his numbers seem to be good. He's going to have a talk, an update on the 11th of the month, 11th of this month, and when it's over, I'll post the URL to the where you can actually view that YouTube video and listen to what he has to say, what his predictions are for the rest of the solar cycle. That's it for now. Back to net control. Thanks for doing the net. Chuck, hope you're feeling better. This is K1HTV.
K1HTV, this is K04VNZ. Very good, and congratulations on that number. Was that 200,088? That's remarkable. And for a second there during your transmission, I think I stepped on you. Anyway, I'll do one more call for check-ins before we close out the net. This is KO4VNZ. Chuck, go ahead. All right, so I guess I'll start wrapping this up. Thanks for putting up with me and my whatever it is I have, cold or flu or whatever. And I don't know who was supposed to have the net tonight, but my goal was to be available any time that we didn't have a regular net control. With that said, let me get into this. This is KO4VNZ for the Farinet. Thank you, everyone, for joining us tonight. If members and other listeners would like further information, please see our website at W4VA.org or send a note to Farinet at W4VA.org. Feel free to continue discussions on this repeater. This is KO4VNZ with my voice gone. I'm going to be signing off. Stand by for tones. This is KO4VNZ clear.
C3FR, K1HTV.
Hey, go ahead, Rich. How you doing, K3FR?
K1HTV, doing fine. I wish I'd turned the radio on earlier. Good to see so many folks on Saturday. I was not able to make the Sunday net, but good to see all the folks at the Saturday breakfast up at the bistro. I think we had around 20, if my count was right. Got the recipe. Thank you for the recipe. Send you an acknowledgement note. And it looks like one I definitely want to try. So I thank you for that the recipe. I heard your mention of the Cuban. I heard that you're put out earlier, and I was just doing stuff around the shack. I just happened to have a radio on at that time, so I was listening. But as I said, the main living room radio has been moved to the vehicle to take care of the one that died in the car. I've got to take the old TM-271 apart and see why it has failed. I can hear the signal, but there's no RF out, so there's a stage that has failed in the radio that wasn't the mobile. So, anyway, we'll see you. Thanks again for the recipe, and I'll see you in the pile-ups. K3FR, K1HTV.
Yeah, K1HTV, K3FR, yeah, the Cuban, he was in for a good hour and a half or so this afternoon. I'm surprised nobody else got on the air from around here to work him, because he did have some fairly good signals. I worked him when he was down at minus 18, minus 20. And he came right back to me, and
He was up to, in my book, a neck 12, neck 10 by the time last I made note of what his signal was. So that worked pretty good this afternoon. Guess we probably didn't have the activity down in the rest of the Caribbean to see what else we would have gotten, because it was looking further that way. I was hoping that we'd maybe get some E-skip coupled into some TEP, but guess not. I didn't hear anything. So anyway, yep, you really enjoy that. I use the whole spices and the peppercorns. I just put them in. My wife used to like to bag them up. I think that kind of minimized the flavor. But as long as you know that they're in there and you go looking for them or keep an eye on them as you're going through it, you're not going to get burned by any of the spices. They're pretty good. Take care. We'll see you. K1HTV, K3FR.
Very good, Ron. Okay, on the spices, yeah, you keep them in the bag and you don't get the flavor. And take them out of the bag, and you might end up chewing on a couple of them, but that's the price you pay for a good flavor. I guess you could strain what's left of the broth, if there's any broth you want to reuse. But, of course, always pull out the bay leaf. You'd mention that. My daughter gave me a bunch of bay leaves. She's having an overstock, and I didn't have any, so now I have at least a small handful of bay leaves when I need them. Anyway, take care. Enjoy your day, your week. And what is today? Wednesday already. Half the week is gone. See you later. K3FR, this is K1HTV. Good night.
Okay, good night, Rich. K3FR.
K3FR, this is KO4FQW.
Will you call me Frank, K3FR?
Yeah, it's Ron, if I recall. I actually was able to have a contact with you on 2-meter FT8 earlier today. So I thought that was pretty interesting. But I was just curious what antenna you were using to reach out to Cuba, you know, getting your negative 19, negative 20, just out of curiosity. Over.
Okay. That's a big story. KO4FQWK3FR. I live in a condo, a no-antennas condo. So all of my stuff is inside the house. Basically, the condo is a two-story. I'm starting my main floor is on the ground floor, and my bathroom and sleeping rooms are upstairs. For 6 meters, I have a Moxon that I just built out of number 8 copper bus and PVC to support it. And for 2 meters, I have two on 440. I have a Cushcraft 10-element 5-1 each band.
Whiskey 4, Victor, Foxtrot, Whiskey, disconnected.
Oh, nice. It's good to hear somebody else has a 9700. I actually, if you ever want to, you know, I would like to transfer some pictures and stuff and get some points for the contest, for the ICOM contest. And I believe you're out in the Manassas area. Might actually be able to reach you directly. Just as a side note. But yeah, I'm running a 24-foot Comet CHA-250B vertical. You know, supposedly it's wideband, 80 meters to 6 meters. I mean, you could use a stop sign if you really wanted to. But, I mean, it gets the job done. I was able to hit Japan today, which is, again, pretty exciting. And I haven't got anything on 6-meter yet. But it seems to tune okay on 6-meter. I just got to give it a try on that band. But, you know, very good. Thanks for taking the chat. Over.
Okay, Frank. KO4, FQWK3FR. As far as 6 meters, you're probably losing a good amount of signal with regard to local or more local stations here. With the vertical to a it's the FT is mostly like sideband, it's all mostly horizontal polarized. But once it hits the ionosphere, it bounces back. The cross polarization is not much of a problem. The the week before Christmas, my son and I drove up to, my son and I drove up to Maine, and we took the 7100 that I have, and we had it in the car, and managed to work K-9 out in the middle of Illinois, just below Chicago, on 6 meters with about 35 to 40 watts of power, and 2 meter, 5/8 wave vertical whip as my 6 meter antenna. And that works. It loads up very nicely in the FT8 frequencies. So interesting stuff there if you want to ever experiment on that. KO4FQW, K3FR.
K3FR, this is KO4FQW. Yeah, very good antenna theory. I'm still, I'm just really starting to get into the antenna theory, really. You know, I've been licensed since 2020 as a technician, just got the general, you know, a few weeks ago. And just starting to get into that. I just discovered, actually, DX Commander on YouTube, so he's actually pretty funny, and he's actually teaching me a lot on YouTube regarding antenna theory and stuff, and I was even considering getting a DX Commander 12.5 signature. You know, there's 40-some-odd foot vertical. But I should actually do a little bit more research on it. I didn't realize that regarding the single sideband, you know, being primarily horizontal and whatnot. So that's good to know. So thank you for that. And I appreciate the chat. KO4FQW, clear.
Okay, very good, Frank. We'll chat with you again sometime. KO4FQW, K3FR. Have a great one.
KB3ARC, this is KD4REZ. Are you still around, Bob?